Okay, today is Daf Vav of Masechtas Nazir. We're on Daf Hey Amid Beis, third line from the bottom where it says Tanan. Today we'll learn for Fu Shleim for Shimon to be in peril, Mordechai ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel ben Bas Yabela, and Avigail Bas Esther Malka.
Right.
So here we go. Tanan, Misha Nazir Beis Naziros. If somebody accepted upon himself two Naziros, Megaleach Hasarishona, so it's two consecutive Naziros, Megaleach Hasarishona, he takes a haircut for the first one on Yom Lamed Echad, on day 31, Vashnia, and on the second one, Liyom Shishim Ve'Echad, on day 61.
62.
What?
62.
One minute. Now, Bishlom Alur of Masna. This makes sense according to Rav Masna, who said, Stam Naziros is Shloshim Yom.
Right.
That's why it makes perfect sense, why it's day 31, and then again at day 61. Tosfos says, in the 1, 2, 3, 4th, 5th wide line at the bottom over here, Vesashtiya Biyom Samach Aleph, Bishlom Alur of Masna Mnicha, Kishi Yigaleach HaRishona Biyom Shloshim Ve'Echad, when he takes a haircut on day 31, Nigmar Naziros, his Naziris is over. Umaschil Naziris Sheni Bo Bayom. And the second one begins that day. That's why it's day 61. Midi Dehavia Adam, it's like a guy, Shemakabel Olav Naziris Bechatzi Ayom. He's accepted, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he accepts Naziris. I took a haircut that morning, and he drank wine that morning. You gotta do that. You gotta do half the day. Sha'ozolo Osa Yom Liom Shalem. That day is considered day one. So on day 31, he takes a haircut. He also starts next with Naziros. Hilkach, b'yom samach, kalu beis Naziros. Therefore, on day 60, both Naziroses are done. U'besamach alef, megaleach al hashnia. And on day 61, he takes a haircut for the second one. Nimtzach, dechal megaleachas, b'yom shloshim ve'echad. Each one is on the 31st day following the Naziros. So that makes sense according to Rav Masna, who said, Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. Nicha, that makes perfect sense. Ela le Bar Pada Akasha. But according to Bar Pada, who said, Stam Nazir is 29, it's Akasha. Why is he waiting until day 31 and day 61? So Amalach Bar Pada, Ema Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa of that Mishnah. The Seifa said, In Gilech is Arishona, Liyom Shloshim, if you did take a haircut on day 30, Migaleach is Ashni, Liyom Shnishim. Then you can take a haircut on day 60 also. Right? In other words, it's possible to take a haircut on day 30 and day 60. That can only be according to Bar Pada. So, Ela Seifa Misayele. The Seifa only can hold like Bar Pada. How could the Seifa go like Rav Masna? It could also. How could it? Mitzvah Zim Kukulo. So it could. But says Bar Pada, it certainly could support me. I certainly could be right. The Reisha, how do I explain the Reisha? Reisha, like the same answer we gave yesterday, Kisha Omer, Shleiman, the Reisha is talking about a case where a guy specified, Shleiman. Right? He said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Stam Nazir says 29. Right, but he said 30. Why did he say 30? Like the Rosh said yesterday, because it's a nice round number. People, kind of number is 29, it's a funny number. People live in round numbers, right? I'll see you next month, I'll see you in 30 days. So for 30 days, but Eina Kanandi, I'm right, 29 is good enough. But he said 30, so he said 30.
If you have 61 or 60, then why is that different than 30? You mean, the point being, Stam is 29.
Stam is 29.
Right,
so it's a kash on both.
But why is 30 any different? 30 where you only Megaleach once, and 60 you Megaleach twice.
Because he said, I'll be another twice. I'll be another Shleiman twice. That's what he said. So he has to do a 30, wait till day 31, and start again, and they...
Say, I'll be another for 60 days, you can once?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here, he was Makabel, two Naziruses. Right? Now, the truth is, I just thought of a question which I don't have an answer for. If Bar Pada is right, right? Now, we said yesterday that Bar Pada doesn't hold for Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So then it really should be day 62. Because he's going to count, he said Shleiman. So he's counting 30 full days.
Number one is a half a day.
What?
Take number one is half a day, number 61 is a half a day.
Right, so number one could be a half a day. He has to count 30 days. The day 31
is also half a day.
How could that be?
But he doesn't hold of it.
But he doesn't hold of it.
It shouldn't be the first day either.
So that, right. I hear you. So on some level, everyone has to hold for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. What we just read... Right.
I got to count from the
afternoon. Right, so what we just said in Tosfos, that a guy wakes up 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll be another today. No one disputes that. Right. Right.
Right.
No,
that's the day.
Exactly. That has to be the answer. Now, Ula Rav Masna Kasha Seifa. For Rav Masna, the Seifa is a Kasha. Why is the Seifa Kasha? Because the Seifa said that you can take a haircut on day 30 and day 60. According to Rav Masna, how's that possible? Amr of Masna, Kediktani Seifa, Yom Shloshim, Olo Lakan Ulakan. That day 60, day 30 is the last day of day 30 of the first one, and the first day of the second one. So, Mayhi, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. What do you want to tell me? Mitzvah Yom Kekulo? Ha Amr Chadazimna. We said that yesterday. How many times did it teach me the same Kiddush? We said it yesterday. So the Gemara says, no. You're right. Mao de Tema, Hani Mil, Enyin Chad Nazirith. That's true for one Naziris. That what? That on day 30, he could already finish his Naziris and already bring Karbonos. It doesn't have to be Shleiman if you don't say that. Avol Shtei Naziris. But to have day 30 count for two Nazirises? Low. I would say it doesn't, that you can't use Mitzvah Yom Kippur for that. Kamash Malan, even for that, is good enough. Right? And like, look at Tosfos. It's the last line of the mid-sized lines. The last line of the mid-sized lines. See what it says? Umashani? And the answer is, Dime Resha, Lo Shmainon, Elamitzis Hayom, Shloshim, Ololo, Naziris, Achas, Shinadar. Yesterday, I only knew that Mitzvah Yom Kippur allows day 30, you don't have to wait the full day. So when partial of the day is over, you can already bring, you're already done, now you can bring Kabbalah the same day. Avo, Lebez, Naziris. But for two Naziruses, Kimo, Shesefa, Ole, Tchilas, Shloshim Yom, Lesof Nazirus Rishon, Lakanu Lakan, Lo, I never heard that before. That's why it comes along with Masna here, and yet, same story over here, the Mishnah, not Masna, the Mishnah, that Mitzvah Yom Kippur could apply on two different purposes. Okay, next. Tanan, we learned on a Mishnah, this Mishnah is later on. Im gilech yom shishim chasar echad yatza. If you take a haircut on day 60, it's good.
59.
I'm sorry, 59. Why is that good? Shiyom shloshim olelo min aminyan. Because day 30 counts. Now bish lomel of masna nicha. This makes sense according to Rav Masna. El bar pada lomeli. Why do you have to say that? Because it counts. Ha amar shloshim chasar echad. Anyway, he said 29. You, Stam Naziris, is 29. So why do I have to go out of my way and say, you know why it's good? Because Mrs. Yom Kippur. That's not why it's good. It's good because Stam Naziris is 29. So Amar Lach Ana Nami Aha Samchi. Which means, says Bar Pada, that Mishnah is exactly where I get my rule that Stam Naziris is 29. Even though he learned it out of a pasuk a few days ago. He said, but that Mishnah is exactly my support, that 29. Why? Let's look at the Tosfos. Amar, it's two lines. Amar Lach Bar Pada, Ana Nami Aha Samchi. You see it there? It's like right in the middle of the page. In the middle of the Tosfos, I mean. Klomar, Mikarani Medaktek, from there on Medaktek, Shemeshech Naziris Choftes Yom. That's my proof that Stam Naziris is 29 days. Why? Diktani, Diom Shloshim, because it says day 30, Ololo Min Aminyan. The day 30 counts. Demashma, the Ololo Laminyan Achron. It counts for a... What does Minyan Achron mean? Minyan Achron? Alma, the Ein Ola Laminyan Rishon. It has nothing to do with the first count. Your Naziris is already over. Because Minyan Achron, because it says... Yeah. If he took a haircut on day 59, that's the case. He took a haircut on day 59. So what did the Mishnah say? It's good. Why is it good? Why is it good? Because day 30 counts for the minyan. Which minyan? For the second one.
The second
year. This is exactly what I said, 29.
Right.
Right?
It's the first day of the second.
What? Exactly. That's his Raya, that 29, is Stam Naziris.
So, the Talmud Shleimim, he doesn't hold Shleimim?
Not if you don't say it. For Shleimim, you have to say straight out. I don't want to hold from Heterim and Kulis. Shleimim! If you say Shleimim, so then it's Shleimim. What can I tell you? You can say whatever you want. But if you just say Stam, so Stam is, no one thinks that, no one cares about that. People say Stam. They try to be, we're going to have tomorrow or later, people say things to be Mekel or to be Machmer. I'll be a Stam Nazir. You know what that entails? No, but it's okay. Whatever it is. So it's be pile on every Chumrah. No. So a guy says Stam Nazir, he didn't say Shleimim. Stam Nazir. You know what, I'll do it twice. Says the Mishnah, on day 59, the guy can't take it anymore, he's got enough. So it's good enough for day 59. How could that be? Oh, because day 30 counts. So what does that mean, day 30 counts? Says the Pada, I'm right. Yeah, 29 days is a zero, it's in day 30, so the next count. That's exactly his point. Why? Because you already were Makel, that one day could count for both. So I'm for sure right. Okay. Next. Tnan. Misha Amar, Hareini Nazir. Let's say a guy says, I'll become a Nazir. Right? And Nitma Yom Shloshim, and he becomes Tameh on day 30.
So,
what?
It's fine. Okay. It's already finished.
Exactly.
It's over.
So, says the Mishnah, if you become Tameh on day 30, so seres hakol. You ruin everything. You got to start all over again. One minute. Right, 1 minute.
So that's where
they're
master. Yeah.
Bishlam of Masna Nicha. According to Masna, it's good. El Barpada Kasha. But according to Barpada, it's a Kasha.
It's already finished.
It's already finished. So.
Over.
Now, 1 second. Tosfos asks a very good question. His question is the Tosfos of Nitma, Yom Lamid, Soser Akol. Day 30 is Soser everything. Bishlom Alorv Masna Nicha. Pirush. Shenitma Besoch Nizro. Obviously, you became a Nazir in middle of your Naziris.
What day?
What? Day 30. The case is day 30. The only way that can be Soser is Akol.
It must be earlier.
Misha Amar. Well, look at the words. Hareini Nazir Nitma Yom Shloshim. If you become Tameh on day 30, I mean the Gemara, Soser Es Hakol. You have to start over again. Obviously, day 30 is part of your Naziris. Otherwise, why do you have to start over again? That's why it's a Kasha Amar Pada. Right? Asks the Tosvos, Kasha, Ulur of Masna Minicha? How does this make any sense according to Rav Masna? Why? Harminan Lael, Ularav Masna, Aliba Tatana Kama, the Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. So on day 30, guy woke up in the morning, he went to Shul, the Naziris is over.
Right.
So why is the Mishnah saying that we're quoting the Mishnah that if you become Tomei on day 30, it's Osir Sakol? Why? Oh, it's a Raya, it's a Kasha Bar Pada, it's a Raya Tzurav Masna. Even according to Rav Masna doesn't make any sense. What?
Why does it make sense for the Masna?
Because Mitzvah is a Yom Kikulo, you see, you're done.
So same, so what? So in a quarter of Pada?
But you're for sure done. You were done yesterday.
29.
So why, if you become Soser, if you become Tomei on day 30, what's the halacha?
According to the Mishnah.
You have to start over again.
Yeah, but I'm saying Mitzvah is Yom Kikulo.
That's not going to answer his question. That's his question. Let's back up. The Mishnah said, if you can become Tameh on day 30, you have to start over again. Why do you have to start over again? Why? Why are you starting over again? Because Tosa said in 3 words, Shenitma Besoch Nizro. You're still not done. You're still a Nazir.
Now, question.
According to our puzzle, you're done yesterday.
Are you done until after the
Kabbalah? Ah, that's Tosa's answer. Very good. Okay, you hear what's going on? So the guy woke up on day 30. Mixes the Yom Kikulo. Yes, you have the rest of the day off. Mixes the Yom Kikulo. Guy woke up on day 30. Mixes the Yom Kikulo. Right, he's done. So why is he? And then he becomes Tameh. Then a dead body falls off the roof and lands on top of him. Oh, he's got to start all over again. Why? Mixes the Yom Kikulo. He's done.
So
Tosus asks, what do you mean a quencher of Masna Nicha? It doesn't make any sense a quencher of Masna. Why is he Tameh? He's done. Im Kain, Kiyasim mitzvah sayom nishlam yom nizirazo. If we say mitzvah yom kulo, he went to shachris, he finished, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, he's done. Lo yistar elazayin. He should only have to go back 7 days. That's a side halacha that if you become tamei, you might not have to. How long? How far you have to go back? Either you go back to day one or go back 7 days. We're going to learn about that in a minute. We're going to learn the 7 days is only because of Thomas Paraduma. Nothing to do with Nazirath. V'yesh lomar, ki amrina mixes yom kikulo. When we say mixes yom kikulo, hainu l'taglachas. That's regarding taking a haircut for our bar's karbonosav and bringing karbonos. Dim gilach biyom shloshim. If you took a haircut on day 30, at 10 o'clock in the morning after mixes yom, b'di'evet yatza im lo nitma. If you don't become tamei. Right? Avol nitma biyom shloshim. But if you became tamei, kodem taglachas v'abaras karbonos, before you take a haircut and before you bring the karbonos, lo amrina mixes yom kikulo. We don't say mixes yom lahachshiv kinitma biyom shloshim v'echav, as if you got tamei on day 31 and you're for sure over. No, we don't say that.
It's so pashut.
It's so pashut, right?
But nobody got it.
Let's say you don't bring the karbonos for a day or two. Have to bring a day 30?
No, but only day 30 will this apply. Why am I tamei? Mixes yom kikulo. That's only true if you bring the karbanos. Now, on day 31, you can become tamei all you want, even if you didn't bring the karbanos. But only day 30. Right? Day 31, you slept. I don't know, next week, my brother-in-law's coming up. I'm going to wait, the whole story. That's all good. It's all good. However, but then you can't become tamei. Then if you become tamei, you don't have to start over. I'm day 38. Why didn't I bring karbonos yet? Because I'm lazy. But I'm not. Tumah won't make me start over again.
You have to bring it on day 30. You can.
You can, and then once you bring it, then you're right. If you ain't a chanami, you become tamei now, it won't matter. But before you bring it, at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can still become tamei. And if you do become tamei, you got to start either all over again or at least 7 more days.
Why is that?
Why
does my only apply?
Well, the elavadai nitma nizro v'soser akol kivin delo hishlam kol nizros v'tahira, because you didn't finish your nizros v'tahira. Bringing the karbanos, you're still on day 30. Mixes yom kikulo only applies that allows you to bring the karbanos now. That's all it does, right? Mixes yom kikulo, so it's like as if I'm done with my nizros. Why? Mixes yom kikulo. Now I'm allowed to bring karbanos. But if I don't bring them and I become tamei, I gotta start over.
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
Yeah. So according to Rav Pada, you're totally fine. Why?
It's not an issue.
Day 30, so it's like day. Right. Correct. So, Amalach Bar Pada, Ema Seifa, but one second. Look at the Seifa of that Braisa. The same Mishnah. The Sefer said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ain't a soser Elo Shiva. Now you only have to go back 7 days. Why do you have to go back 7 days? Esau Kedaitach Shloshim Be'inon. If you require 30 days, Nistar Kulo. You should have to go back the whole thing. And Kasavar, Rabbi Lazar, Esau Kedaitach Shloshim Be'inon, Nistar Kulo. What? Nistar Kulo. Kasava Rabbi Eliezer mixes yom kikulo. The answer is Rabbi Eliezer holds mixes yom kikulo. Therefore what? Go back to the previous page. Go back to Amud Aleph for a minute. So we're going to do 3 lines of Tosfos where it starts off. The beginning of the line is bold, where it says Amar Lach Bar Pada Seifa Kavasi. The Seifa is like me. Diktani Rabbi Lazar Ein Asosa El Shiva. You only have to go back 7 days. Pirish. You don't have to go back. Your whole Naziris doesn't have to get undone. Because you finish in 29. And if you get Tamei on day 30, it undoes 7 days. What does that mean? It means, let's say you didn't bring your carbon on day 29. Does my brother hold a physical cooler or not? I'm not sure. So you wait till day 30. You're going to bring the karbanos on day 30 like a good boy. And what happened? What? No, a mace fell on top of you.
You got
tamei. Now what does that mean?
So you have to go back.
Go back where? My nizirus is done. I have to wait 7 days. Why? Every Tomei Mace can't bring Karbanos. No Tomei Mace can bring Karbanos. He's Tomei. It has nothing to do with Naziris. He has to wait 7 days. For what? Exactly. Piggybacks. Shane Yachal Havri Karbanos. If you're not allowed to bring Karbanos, Achi Yetarmi Tumazu, until you get rid of this Tumah. Shetarach Lahazas Shlishi Vishvi. You have to wait for the day 3 and day 7 of Paraduma. Lahavi Karbanos Bitahira. To be able to bring Karbanos Bitahira. Vahainu. Soser Shiva. Right? Soser Shiva. It removes 7 days. Shasha Lishnos Biyayin for the time of the Mason. Achi Avi Karbanos. And why can't you speak wine then? I don't know.
The whole thing.
You're right. There, but the bottom line is that all of this shows that Barpada has legs to stand on.
Much better
legs. He holds like Rabbi Elazar. No, the Tanakhama didn't hold like that.
I understand something. Well, yes. What you're saying is that if you get Tommy on day 30, you go back 7 days?
Only Barpada holds that.
Then you go back 7 days.
Yes. You don't go back seven days. You don't go back 7 days. It delays bringing the carbon for 7 days.
So you're actually bringing the carbon on day 37.
Exactly. Right? Why are you doing that? Okay. Because you got Tomei.
You have no choice.
It's a separate rule.
It's a separate rule. It has nothing to do with anything with the Naziris. It happens to be on the same day 30. But Barpada's point is, I'm right. On day 29, you were done. That's his point. On day 29, you were done. According to Rabbi Eli, here's the time that says it. Why am I waiting 7 days? That's a whole separate halacha. A Tomei guy can come to Tomei, you have to wait 7 days.
Right.
So this is even if you didn't bring the Naziris yet.
What?
This is even if you didn't bring the Naziris Karbanos yet.
Especially, it's only he didn't do that. If he
brought the Naziris and he's definitely finished, then he definitely has to wait 7 days.
You have to wait 7 days regardless.
That's what I'm saying. If he gave his carbon, it's like anybody else doing it. So this has to be that he already brought Karbanos for his Naziris on day 30. And now then he became Tomei, now he's waiting another 7 days.
No, he didn't bring the Karbanos yet. What?
Why? And he's not finished. According to what we said before.
Ain't a Chanami, you're right.
No.
It could be he brought the Karbanos
already. It's no different than anything else.
Exactly. It happens to be he didn't bring them. Because we're trying to find a case where it's a delay before bringing the Karbanos.
Okay.
That can only happen if you became Tomei first.
Well, we said before that your Naziris isn't over until you bring your Karbanos. Tyson said it later. We learned just now.
Right.
Until you bring your Karbanos, it's not over.
Right.
If you become Tomei before you bring your Karbanos, you have to wait another 7 days.
Correct.
So you're actually adding 7 days.
Correct. That's exactly his point. That's exactly his point. But his point is that on day 29, you were really done.
Right.
Now what happened on day 30? You became Tomei.
Right.
So it pushes off 7 more days.
Right,
but Barpada's point, it's not a kasha on me. How come you see from here that the Naziris is 30 days? No, the Naziris is 29 days.
Right.
So why are we schlepping in more 7 more days? Because it became Tomei.
Right.
Okay.
The
Lashon's a little difficult, I grant you.
Okay,
next. Tanan. Hareini Nazir Meyom. If someone said, I'll be a Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yomeya. He became Tomei on day 100. So is the rest of that call. You're done. You have to start all over again. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eina Soser Ela Shloshim Yom. No, you only have to go back 30 days. Right, I agree with you. 1 minute.
Go back 100 days.
V'isal Kedai Tachsav Rabbi Elazar. Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. 1 second. If you hold Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, Mr. Shiva, why should you go back 100 days?
Right.
Or 30. Where'd 30 come from? It should only be 7.
Right.
1 minute. V-lo, cut savar mitzvah yom kekulo, and if you don't hold mitzvah yom kekulo, lister kulo, then you should go back all 100. So where'd 30 come from? That's the Gemara's kasha.
Because the reason blocks of 30.
One minute.
Because the minimum is 30.
What?
The minimum is 30.
Everything's done in blocks of 30.
Who?
clearly running out of the answer.
Right. So the answer is going to be, it's Exeris HaKosov, that if you become Tamei on the last day, and you took a Zeris for more than 30 days, you have to go back 30 days. It has no rhyme or reason. There's no reason for this. It's a, the Pasuk says so. Where does the Pasuk say that? We're going to pull teeth out of a Pasuk.
Okay, don't we have that Mishnah where
yeah.
He ended up
with 14 years
for 7 years.
Yeah.
And it botched up at the end.
Yeah.
And they made
him
do the whole thing. So he missed the end
of
the
song, made it do it
again.
So that is not
Eurelia,
that's not a
comment.
Oh,
that's fine.
Right.
The Mishnah says, Stam is Zerus, Mam Yom, so that's why
it's a. No, but she said 100.
Yeah, I said 100.
So if you become a Nazir on the last day, why are you going back 30 days?
Because Stam is Zerus is 30.
Okay, so we're going to let out of a pasuk. It doesn't make any sense logically. It's Exeris HaKosov, you go back 30 days. La'olam really, la'olam really, mitzvah yom kekulo. Really, we don't hold mitzvah yom kekulo. E hachi listar kulu. So why are you going back all, why don't you go back 100 days? Right? Amr Shlokish, I'll tell you why. Hainu time at Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. It says, Zos, Torah HaNazir. This is the story of a Nazir. Biyom, Malos, Yimei Nizro. On the day he finishes his Naziris. HaTorah Amr, the Torah said, Nidma Biyom Malos. If you become Tamei on the last day, Telo Naziris, Telo Toras Nazir, give the person a Toras Nazir, which is what?
30
days. What?
Number day 99.
No, only the last day. Only the last day. Tosfos asks, 1 second. If you hold like Parpada, you should go back 29 days. Why 30? Right? So Tosfos answers, even Parpada would agree you go back 30. Because again, it's a round number. Shlemus of a number. Right? Even though you hold, Simon Zero is only 29 days. Okay? Now, Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this whole thing is a Machlokas Tanoim. What's a Machlokas Tanoim? Now, Rav Mazda and Bar Pada are Amorayim. They have a Machlokas if the Zero is Stam, the Zero is 30 or 29. Let's say that's really a Machlokas Tanoim. How so? We have a mission that says Stam, the Zero is Shloshim Yom. Right? So Bar Pada already got out of that. He said, yeah, it's 29 plus the 30th day when you go bring your karbanos, because I don't hold mitzvah yom kekula. Right? So that's how he answered that. Now, is there a Tana that holds like him? So we could say a little bit Rabbi Eliezer holds like him. Right? But I guess they want to know more straight out shita. So, Lema Ketanoi, it says, Ad Malos Hayamim. What's Ad Malos Hayamim? Till you finish your days, right? Shmauni, I would say, Mia Yamim Shnayim. The minimum number of days of being a Nazir is 2. Talmud Lomar, Kodesh Yiyeh Gadal, Kodesh Yiyeh Gadal Pera, Sar Rosha, the Pasuk says. Ein Gidol Sar, Pachos Mishloshim, Divi Reb Yoshua.
Your year has to be heavy.
Your year has to be heavy.
So 2 days is not heavy.
Correct. That's why Reb Yoshua said it's 30 days.
But we already have that.
Okay. However, Reb Yonasan Omar, Ein Etzarech. I don't need that Pasuk. Harehu Omer, it already said Ad Malos Hayamim. It says Ad Malos Hayamim. What does that mean? Ad Malos Hayamim. E Elu Hein Yamim Tzrichel Lemalos. What are the number of days that it takes to become a Nazir? Havi Omer Shloshim. I say 30. So what are Yosef, Yochanan, Jonas, and Ar? What are they arguing about? They both said 30. So my love, isn't it true? Rav Masna the Amar Kerab Yoshia. That Rav Masna holds like Rabbi Yoshia 30 days. Ubar Pada the Amar Rabbi Yonasan. And Bar Pada holds like Rabbi Yonasan. Right? How could that be? So Tosfos says, because it says Ad Malos Velo Ad Bechlal, which means only 29. Couldn't that be Pshat? Amalach Masna? No. Kuli Amma Shloshim Be'idan. Kind of, no, that everyone holds, you need 30. The question is, do you hold ba'ad ba'ad b'chlal? Rabbi Yoshiya savar ad v'lo ad b'chlal, right? Therefore, he explains. Think Tosfos. What? Oh, so he holds of the drasha of Yehiyah. The Yehiyah means 30. Ein echinami ad v'lo ad b'chlal. And Rabbi Yonasan savar ad v'ad b'chlal. And Rabbi Yonasan holds ad v'ad b'chlal, right? Therefore, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
therefore it's 30. Therefore it doesn't have to be 30. Be honest and Savar, ad bechlal. Therefore it's 30 also.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Now what's Bar Pada who holds 29? So Bar Pada, Tosfos points out that Bar Pada has to hold it to Machlokas Tanoim. That they're not arguing on ad bechlal. Because if you're arguing ad bechlal, they both hold from 30. So Bar Pada is going to have to hold. No, they're arguing about the zeros. One says 29 and one says 30. But you don't have to say that. Bar Pada has to say that. But Masa doesn't have to say that. So you can get out of that.
Why doesn't the Bar Brino mention Bar Pada? Bar Pada.
Hmm?
It only deals with Masa.
Doesn't say Master either. Oh, I don't know. That's why Tulsa says Ulubar Pada. Right? Yeah, I don't know. Alright? So we shall stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbat and a good day.
Thank you.